This is a practice to encourage moving into stillness, to encourage equanimity in the body and in the mind, regardless of our outside circumstances, regardless of what's happening out there in the world. We cultivate the stillness first by coming into the body. So take a nice seat, someplace where the lower part of the body can begin to relax while the spine begins to lengthen. Feel the sitting bones rooting down into the earth as you exhale. And as you inhale, feel the space between each vertebrae. Feel the spine lengthening. Exhale, soften the hips. Inhale, lift the heart, spread the collarbones. Exhale, pull the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. And exhale, soften through the face. I'll let your awareness come into your breath. Begin to notice each breath in. Experience that breath. Use your senses. Notice the temperature of the breath. Notice the quality of the breath. Notice the sound of the breath. When we are still in body and mind, we are able, we are open to give the best of ourselves. Gently bring the hands to the heart in Anjali Mudra, the mudra of offering. And as you bow your head to your heart, offer the world your best by cultivating stillness. Gently release the hands, lift the head and lift the focus. Let's make our way onto hands and knees, all fours, Chakravakasana. Wrists are right below the shoulders. Knees are right below the hips. As you inhale, lengthen the spine. Maybe tuck the tailbone under ever so slightly. Lengthen the back of the neck. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Hips are high here. We have this nice beautiful line from the top of the tush all the way down out the fingertips. So the back of the neck is still lengthening. Let's maybe bend one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel, just stretching out the legs. Again, let the breath be smooth and even here. Let your inhalation rinse any thoughts from the mind. And let your exhalation carry away any worries, any troubles. Again, inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to press the inner thighs back toward the back wall. So getting a nice little rotation there. Inner spiral. Let's bring the feet together at the back of the mat. And as you inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, just as high as it'll go. And as you exhale, round the back and draw your right knee in toward your nose. Good. Inhale. And again, lengthen, kicking that right leg straight up, growing just longer and longer and longer. And exhale. Again, draw that knee into the nose. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, knee to the nose. Really round the low back. Really nice deep C curve. One more inhalation, lengthen. And exhale, draw that knee into the nose. Let's inhale, lengthen. And as you exhale, set that right foot down on the floor, just softly. We'll inhale and lengthen the left leg up toward the sky, feeling your ribs, feeling your side bodies grow. Exhale, draw the left knee into the nose, rounding the low back. Inhale, lengthen, feeling it through the back of the legs. Exhale, draw the knee into the nose, maybe shifting the weight forward into the hands. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, knee to nose. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, release the left foot down to the floor. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. We'll press back through the heels, so ignite the feet, and soften through the back of the heart. Now, if it feels right for you, you may lower the knees to the earth. Still keep that nice rigid line, though, from the top of the, from the crown of the head all the way down to the knees. Good, now we'll breathe here. Inhale, lengthening the spine. Exhale, soften through the back of the heart. Inhale, feel yourself lightening through the hands. Exhale, surrender to this posture. One more breath here. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. Maybe bring the hands one hand length in front of where they are at this moment. And as you breathe in, press the pelvis into the floor. Pull the hands toward the belly and just pull yourself up a little bit to baby Bhujangasana, baby cobra. So the elbows are deeply bent. We're not overstretching the low back. We're soft through the face. We're soft through the neck. And we'll just breathe here. If this is too intense, come down to the elbows. Come into Sphinx pose, but still pull the belly toward the hands and the hands toward the belly. Now, while you are here, press your pinky toe into the floor, both pinky toes into the floor, and feel your inner thighs float up. So we're getting a little bit of rotation again through the legs where the outer legs are rooting down. The inner legs are floating up, and we're softening through the tush. And with the next exhalation, release, coming all the way down to the floor. Bring the hands to either side of the chest. Inhale, rock the hips back to child's pose. Exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog. Good. We'll take in a few breaths here. Feeling the beauty in the body. Feeling your connection to the breath. Experiencing that fully. Experiencing that in each breath. As you do, really root down in that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Really press down through there and stay light through your pinky side of the hand. Now with the next exhalation, let's bend the knees slightly and shift the gaze forward. Step or jump the feet forward, coming into forward fold, Uttanasana. Now maybe take the feet about hip-width distance apart and grab opposite elbows with the hands and slowly begin to sway the upper body from side to side, maybe bending the knees deeply if you feel tension through the low back, if you feel tension through the hamstrings. Take good care of the body. Enjoy each moment. If you find yourself in a posture and you find yourself unable to feel the beauty in the breath, to feel the beauty in the body, ease up. Good. Let's let our swaying subside and come back to center. As you breathe in, bring the hands to the shins and bring the upper body up halfway so that your back is parallel to the floor. Lengthen from your seat to your crown, the crown of your head, that is. And as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana, surrendering the crown of the head toward the earth. Again, as you inhale, come up halfway. This time, really increase the space between the tops of the shoulders and the ears. And as you exhale, fold forward. One more inhale, up halfway. Maybe roll the shoulders up, back and down. Exhale and fold forward. This time, feel the inner thighs pressing back. Good. Now as you inhale, root down through the feet. Let's use our legs to draw our upper body all the way up, sweeping the arms up, gazing up at the thumbs, and exhale the hands to the heart center. Connecting to the earth through the four corners of the feet, through the inner ball, the inner heel, the outer heel, and feeling a lightness through the arch, feeling that energy as you lift up the toes away from the earth, feel the arch of the foot ignite, feel that energy carrying all the way up to the heart center. Gently bring your hands to your heart, and let's chant Om one time as we connect to that resonance that unites us all, that vibration of oneness. Deep breath in and out. And in. Om. Beautiful. Come to the top of the mat. Bring toes together. Heels can be together or parted. Hands again come to the heart, connecting us to all beings. Inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up. Gaze up, lift up through the heart center, lift up through the pinkies. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back to Anjaneyasana, so we're on the right toes, heel is lifted, hands come to the top of the left thigh, then to the heart center, and then they sweep all the way up, lifting up through the heart. Exhale, release, coming into the hips, press back through the heel. Right hip is moving forward, left hip is moving back in space, so we're squaring the hips to the front of the mat. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, reach forward and release the hands to the earth. Exhale to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. So really come into the back of your body here. We're pressing away from the floor with the front of the body and pressing into the back of the body. Inner thighs press back. Good. Nice long breath here. Pressing back through the inner thighs. Let's inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Now you can exhale and lower down as we did before, knee, belly, chest, or you can come way up onto the tops of your tippy toes, and keeping the elbows close into your sides, begin to lower down into a low push-up. So we're still off of the earth, we're just hovering in Chaturanga Dandasana. Our elbows are below our shoulders, so we want to keep those shoulders above the elbows. Now as you inhale, roll over onto the tops of the feet. Let the heart slide forward as you straighten the arms, coming into Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog. We're lifting the inner thighs. We're pressing the outer pinky side of the legs into the earth. Good. One more breath here. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands, Anjaneyasana, so we're on the left toe. Set the pose up by bringing the hands to the top of the thigh, then to the heart center, and then sweeping all the way up. Lift up through the heart. Sink into the hips with each exhalation. Feel the beauty of your expression here. Good. Now with each breath in, approach this posture anew. So it's not like we're holding this pose. It's like we have many opportunities, many breaths to reapproach each posture. Good. Now as you inhale, reach forward, release the hands to the earth. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, root down through the feet, bend the knees, and sweep the arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms. Lift up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway, really lengthen from seat to crown. Maybe tuck the tailbone under. Exhale and fold, surrender the neck. Inhale, step the left foot back, Anjaneyasana. Good. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. We'll lower down how we like, either Chaturanga Dandasana or knees, belly, chest. As you inhale, pull yourself to your Urdhva Mukha Svanasana or Cobra Bhujangasana. Exhale, press back, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhaling, stepping the left foot forward, Anjaneyasana. Hips are square, heart is light. Exhale, sink into the hips. As you inhale, reach forward and release the hands to the earth. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left. Inhale up halfway, really lengthen, draw the navel into the spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up. Exhale, the hands to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms. Feel the rib cage expanding. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back. Good. Anjaneyasana. Good. Well, exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, the hands to the heart. Exhale, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee, gazing up over that left shoulder. Now, if this seems too intense, drop that right knee to the earth. And if it still seems too intense, bring that right hand to the floor on the inside edge of the left foot. Good. We'll lengthen the spine with each breath in. Press back through your heel. And with each breath out, we take the twist just a little bit deeper, just a little bit closer to spiraling the heart up toward the sky. Inhale back to center. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, plank. Exhale, lower down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands, Anjaneyasana. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, the hands to the heart. Exhale, twist to the right. Left elbow comes to the outside edge of the right knee. And again, we lengthen our body from the heel all the way out to the crown of the head with each breath in. And we deepen that twist with each breath out. We spiral the heart. We twist out any tension. We wring out any tension, any toxicity that has accumulated in our organs. We're just wringing ourselves out like a sponge. Let's inhale back to center. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands again. This time, drop the left heel. Make your way to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Hips are square to the front of the mat. Right knee is bent. Left leg is straight and strong. So our right ribs are moving back. Our left ribs are moving forward. The heart rises up with each breath in. We sink down into the hips with each breath out. Find that expression of beauty in this posture. Press into the outer edge of the left foot. Really lift up through the arch. And as you do so, feel the inner thigh ignite. Good. One more breath here. Now, as you exhale, extend the arms out to T, so they're perpendicular to the spine. And as you do so, open up that left hip. So now both hips and the belly are facing the long side of the mat. Come deeply into that right thigh. So maybe bend the knee a little bit deeper. Make sure you can still see your big toe. And now press into the outer edge of that left foot. Good. Let's inhale, drop the left arm back so the hand releases to the leg, either at the thigh or maybe the calf, maybe not pressing too hard into the knee. Let the hand, the extended hand, the right hand, spiral to face the back of the room, reaching up toward the sky. So we're just getting a nice deep reverse warrior here. Come deeply into that front thigh, breathing, lengthening the spine, feeling the space between each vertebrae. And with your next exhalation, make your way back to Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. Inhale, bend the right elbow, drop it to the right thigh, and exhale, sweep the left arm up overhead, reaching to the front of the room. As you exhale, relax that left shoulder away from the ear, coming into this version of Uttita Parsvakonasana. The heart is again spiraling up. The left hip is opening up and back. Now, if you feel good here and you'd like to go deeper, take your right hand off of the knee, or the right arm off of the knee, and bring it to the inside edge of the right leg, bringing that hand down toward the floor, maybe down toward a block. But don't let that left hip collapse in. Don't let that left hip turn over and down toward the floor. Keep it light. Keep it light here, still pressing into the outer edge of the left foot. Good. One more breath here. Deep exhalation. Now, as you inhale, cartwheel the hands to the floor and press back to downward facing dog as you exhale. And let's inhale, bring ourselves to plank. Now, come onto the outside edge of the left foot and shift your weight into your left hand, coming into side plank, Vashisthasana. You can modify either by dropping the left knee to the floor or by stepping the right foot up and over top, pressing the right foot into the floor, lifting up through the hips there. If it feels okay, extend the right arm up toward the sky. We're feeling a lift here. We're feeling lightness through the heart. The shoulders are stacked, the right shoulder right on top of the left. The hips are stacked, right hip right on top of the left. Good. Breathing. Experiencing the beauty in Vashisthasana. Now gently come back to center so you're back at regular plank. And as you exhale, lower down, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. And inhale, step the left foot forward. Drop the right heel, coming into Virabhadrasana 1, second side. Again, our left knee is bent. Our right leg is straight and strong, pressing into the outer edge of that right foot. The right ribs are moving forward. The left ribs are moving back. The right hip is moving forward. Left hip is moving back. Heart lifts. Collarbones spread. And as you exhale, open up into Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. Arms extend. So you're just lengthening from fingertips to fingertips. Collarbones spreading. Shoulder blades drawing down the back. Feel the lightness in the heart. Inhale, release the right hand back to the right leg. Spin the left hand so that it's facing the back of the wall. Extend that hand up toward the sky. Reverse warrior, coming deeply into the left leg. Good. Breathing. Expanding. One more breath here. And exhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, bend the left elbow, drop it to the left thigh, and exhale, sweep the right arm up and overhead, reaching for the front of the room. And as you exhale, relax that shoulder away from the ear. Good. Coming into our legs, coming into our feet. The outer edge of the right foot is pressing into the earth. The inside edge, we are just igniting all of those muscles, pulling that energy in and up to the heart center, radiating that out with each breath. And moving into stillness. No matter what comes up in the body, the mind approaches it with ease and equanimity, moments of ease and moments of hardship alike. We have an even mind. Inhale, cartwheel the hands down to the earth, and exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, back to plank. We'll come into Vashisthasana, or side plank, second side. So we spin onto the outer edge of the right foot, let the weight shift into the right hand. Left hand comes to the left hip, and then up, straightening the arm, stacking the shoulders, stacking the hips, letting the heart be light. Pressing, almost feeling as though you could push yourself away from the floor with that right hand. And gently inhaling back to center. Exhale, lower down, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. And exhale, downward facing dog. Let's inhale back to plank. Let's come into Vashisthasana on the left side, and then step that right foot up and back. So it's behind the left foot. And extend the right arm up toward the sky. So belly is facing the sky. Left leg is straight. We're still on the outer edge of that left foot. Right leg is bent. Heart is lifting. Lift up through the hips, and then begin to shift the right hand toward the front of the room, spreading the fingertips wide, coming into Wild Thing. Good. Breathing here. Heart is light. Feel yourself radiating your peace, your brilliance. Let's gently come back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Come onto the outer edge of the right foot, Vashisthasana. And then step that left foot back, bending the knees, keeping the right leg straight. Good. Pressing up through the hips toward the sky, coming into Wild Thing. Left hand makes its way toward the front of the room. Stay soft through the shoulders, so keep the shoulders away from the ears. Keep the collarbones lifting and spreading. Flipping back over, back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. We'll breathe here. Lengthening with each breath in and deepening with each breath out. As you inhale, release the knees to the floor. From here, lower the knees to the earth. We'll rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and resting the forehead on the floor. Just a very gentle child's pose. Let your awareness come into your low back. Let your breath come into your low back. Now gently press the hands into the floor and bring yourself up partially. Let's take the left hand and thread it underneath the right arm. Let the palm face up and come to rest on the left shoulder, letting the left ear rest on the floor. If it's comfortable, again, walk the right fingertips forward and then release the elbow down to the floor, coming into a very gentle, twisted child's pose. Breathe into the low back. Breathe in to the hips. Breathe in to the back of the heart. And soften. With your next inhalation, press that right hand into the floor and untwist gently. Exhale softly. Let's take the right hand and with the palm facing the sky, thread it underneath the left arm and come to rest on the right shoulder and the right ear, following much the same procedure as we did on the left, first by releasing through the low back, releasing through the hips, releasing through the mid-back, and sending your breath there.
Again, as you inhale, press the left hand into the floor and unwind. From here, let's walk the hands forward onto the floor so that you can curl the toes and walk the legs back behind you, bringing your legs outstretched just about hip width apart, or maybe just a little bit farther apart. Now, if you have issues with your low back, I'll recommend that you just bring the palms of the hands together here, resting on your elbows with the elbows right below the shoulders, coming into Sphinx pose. If you are feeling good through the low back, you can bring the hands just wider than shoulder width distance apart in front of your mat and spread the fingertips wide and press the hands into the floor, pushing yourself up into seal pose, a version of a belly down back bend where we're actually pressing ourselves up gently as opposed to pulling. So you may feel a bit of compression in the low back. And if you do, you may wish to take the hands just a little bit forward of where they are or bring them out a bit wider. So we're just gently massaging our internal organs here. Release the pelvis to the floor. Relax the inner thighs. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. And come back into the breath. Letting each breath sweep up the length of the body as you breathe in, and each breath sweep down the length of the body as you breathe out. If you are in seal pose, bring the elbows back down to the floor, and then bring the hands just about shoulder width distance apart, if you're in Sphinx or seal. Now rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in child's pose, balasana. Rock the hips from side to side. Just releasing any tension in the low back. And pressing the hands into the floor, bring yourself up to a seated position. We're coming to a nice seat here with our legs spread wide and outstretched on the floor. If you notice as you sit with your legs spread wide that your low to mid back just sort of slumps over and your chest comes forward, then I'll ask that you prop your seat up on either a sturdy blanket or a pillow. And then scooch forward so that the pelvis is tilting forward. So scooch forward so you're almost falling off of your prop. Turn the toes to face the sky. Turn the knees to face the sky. We activate our legs. Press the inner legs down into the floor so the inner thighs are pressing into the floor. As you inhale, sweep the arms up to the sky. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, leading with your heart. Let's look forward instead of looking down. And then whenever it feels right, release the hands to the floor. If your elbows reach the floor, then rest on your elbows. Otherwise, just rest with your hands down. Now shift the gaze from forward to between the hands so the back of the neck lengthens. Once we are here, with each breath in, feel the spine lengthen. And with each breath out, let the heart just soften. Let the face soften. Let the belly soften. Now beginning to let the back round, letting the head become heavy, letting the chest become heavy, letting the belly become heavy, just letting go, fall and fall and fall. And then using the arms, just begin to walk the upper body all the way back up, taking your time. Bend the knees slightly, and then bring the legs together so they're stretched straight out onto the floor, but they are touching each other. Again, if you notice that your mid-back tends to slump a little bit here, support your pelvis by sitting on a block or a folded blanket and then tilting the pelvis forward. We'll inhale and sweep the arms up overhead, and exhale, begin to hinge forward from the hips, leading with the heart, letting the hands come to rest either on the floor beside the legs or on the shins or on the soles of the feet. But we're not pushing in this pose. We're coming to where the body naturally finds its way. And once we are there, let the head become heavy. Let the chest become heavy. Let the belly become heavy. There's no need to push. There is no need to pull. Just fall and fall and fall. As we bend forward, we naturally turn our attention within. These are excellent poses to practice when you need to bring calm to your day. Now again, let's use our arms to walk the upper body back up. Good. Maybe pressing the hands into the floor just behind the seat and lifting up through the heart. Just take a nice, gentle little back bend, looking up at the sky. And then if you've got your blanket or your pillow under you, just move it out of the way. And let's roll down onto the floor using our hands to support us. Bring the feet close in to the bum. Press the hands into the floor and draw the knees into the chest. Extend the legs up to the sky and take in a breath here. As you breathe out, press the hands into the floor and hoist the hips up over the shoulders, letting the feet fall behind the head. From here, we'll bring the hands so that the forearms rest in the crook of the knee, so with the back of the knee, and just gently grab onto one wrist with the other hand. Coming into snail pose. Again, we're deeply immersed in a forward fold. We're inverting our body so that our heart is above our head. We're getting all of the benefits of that. Let yourself just be soft here. Let the face be soft. Let the belly be soft. Let the low back be soft. Imagining and visualizing the transformation that occurs when we bring ourselves into new positions, as we let go of old limitations we created, and we really experience something new. Now gently unclasp the hand and walk the hands back so that they're on either side of the body with the palms facing down. And gently just begin to roll down one vertebrae at a time, slowly, gently, until finally you are back on your back. The knees are hugged into the chest. Let the soles of the feet make their way to the floor. And then let the knees fall out, bringing the soles of the feet together. Press yourself up onto your elbows. Lift up through the heart center here. And let the head drop back, coming into a lovely version of fish. We're lifting through the heart. We're just feeling the mid-back being massaged by that lift, releasing any tension in the neck, letting any tension on the mind just drop out from the crown of the head and roll onto the floor. We'll press the elbows into the earth and lift the head, looking at the toes. Now bring the knees together and lower your upper body all the way down onto the floor. Let's take the feet wide, so just as wide as your mat. Let the arms come out to T. And as you breathe in, just feel the low back connect to the earth. As you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right. So the outer edge of the right knee moves toward the earth and the inner edge of the left knee. Let your gaze shift over your left shoulder. Let go completely. Inhale the knees back to center. And as you exhale, let them fall to the left. Shifting your gaze over the right shoulder, relaxing through the hips, relaxing through the thighs, relaxing all the way up the back and into the shoulders, and softening and relaxing the face. Gently inhale back to center. And if you'd like, you can hug the knees into the chest for one last little lower back massage, rocking from side to side, before we make our way into our pose of final rest, Shavasana, where we extend the legs all the way out onto the floor. In today's practice, let's turn the palms to face down so that your palms are connected to the earth. Let the eyes close if they aren't already. And let yourself come to a place of zero muscle, a place of zero effort, a place of ease. And once you have arrived to this place in your body, allow your mind to come back to the breath, feeling as though each breath in were a wave washing over the length of the body from the tips of your toes all the way up beyond the crown of the head, and that each breath out just washes down the length of the body from the crown of the head all the way beyond the toes.
begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Begin to wiggle the fingertips and wriggle the toes. Begin to make circles with the wrists and with the ankles. Deepen the breath, feeling yourself expand with the inhalation and surrender with the exhalation. Sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead, making the body as long as possible. And then hug the knees into the chest, rocking from side to side, feeling at peace. Rolling over onto your favorite side. Take a moment here in gratitude for the body, for the work that the body has done through this practice, for the work that the body does every day. And then as you are ready, use the strength of your arms to press yourself back up to a comfortable seated position. Now bring the hands to the heart, pressing the palms together in Anjali Mudra. Lengthen the spine as you breathe in. Sink into this seat as you breathe out. Imagine, if you will, a beautiful flower blossoming in your heart center. As you breathe in, breathe white light into that flower, into your heart center. And as you breathe out, let go of tension. Breathe in white light into your heart center. And as you breathe out, let go of tension, imagining any tension just draining off of the body, rolling down the arms and onto the earth. Breathe white light into that heart center. And breathe out and release tension. Following your breath, breathing in white light and just watching that tension. Perhaps you imagine the tension as brown, murky water just rolling off the body, rolling off the arms into the earth. And with your next exhalation, just flick your fingers out to the sides, almost as though you were flicking that dirty water away from you. And bring the hands back to the heart. Breathe into your heart. I thank you so much for sharing this practice with me today, for sharing your kindness and peace with the world. My wish for you is that you are happy, that you are healthy, that you are free. I wish that you are at peace, that you know love, and that you are awakened to your own true nature. Namaste.